Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's check out these livestock futures from yesterday, and ended up with kind of another rough day for our cattle futures. The cattle were lower across the board yesterday.
We sure did, Dave. It was not a good day for the cattle complex, as we had a second day of triple-digit losses. Now, the good news was we bounced off the lows of the session, but we still saw live cattle trade near their lows for the month of March, and the feeder cattle make new lows for the month of March. Now, choice box beef continued to slide, down $1.89 yesterday. Selects were down $2.67 on a total movement of 113 loads. The cattle kill estimated at 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 14 cents. Yesterday afternoon, we also saw the cold storage report come out, a little friendlier than what it has been in the past. Beef stocks were actually down 5.3% from a month ago and down 0.3% from a year ago. But the close saw April live cattle $1.92 lower, April feeder cattle $1.12 lower, and April lean hogs 80 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, on our grain futures yesterday, the grains ended higher again yesterday, although, you know, they really took off right after the bell yesterday morning and kind of tapered off a little bit, but were able still to finish on the higher side.
You're exactly right, Dave. They did see higher moves. They saw higher closes. But, as you said, they did come off those session highs, even though we did manage to stay positive at the end of the day. Overall, there was really no fresh news out there to go along with the upside that took place. It was mainly technical trading in nature. Now, the trade and everyone else is waiting on next Thursday's prospective planting and quarterly stocks numbers for some price direction in this grain and soy complex. Trading overnight has been mostly negative at the moment. May KC wheat down a penny and a quarter. May corn down 2 1/4. May soybeans trading 4 1/4 cents lower. May cotton's down 20 points. May crude oil 31 cents lower. The June dollar index is 30 cents higher. And June Dow Jones futures down 3 points.
Now, how can folks get more information from you, Tom?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. We're back again this afternoon, and we will check out the closes later today. And that's going to do it for Tom Leffler. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.